To the Middle East now, and Syrian opposition leaders have called for emergency meetings at the United Nations and the Arab League to address the worsening violence in the country. Activists say that in the past few days alone, around 250 people have been killed by pro-Syrian forces. Today, an Arab League team of monitors will arrive in the country to begin a month-long task of assessing the situation on the ground. Middle East correspondent Anne Barker reports.
Reports from both inside and outside Syria indicate some of the worst violence yet since the uprising began in March has taken place in the past 3 days. Human rights groups say around 250 people have been killed since Monday in attacks by security forces loyal to the Syrian regime. Many of those killed appear to be army defectors as they tried to desert their posts and join the opposition forces. But there are also reports that loyalist soldiers are among those killed. The worst bloodshed has been in the country's northwest Idlib province near the Turkish border, but there were also heavy clashes in the central town of Homs. This amateur video shows a house in Homs where 12 people were reportedly killed after it was shelled by Syrian troops. Local activists say among the dead was a child whose body was virtually cut in half. Syria's main opposition group, the Syrian National Council, has accused authorities of carrying out an organised massacre. It's now called for emergency meetings at the UN Security Council and the Arab League to discuss the worsening violence. And a commander in the Free Syria Army, Abu Mujahedin, has called on NATO to impose a no-fly zone similar to what was done in Libya. "We are, God willing, demanding a buffer zone," he says. "If we got this, it would give us aerial cover. With aerial cover, we'll be able to liberate our country, God willing." The continuing crackdown comes weeks after Syria apparently agreed to an Arab League plan to end the violence, and yet it still continues. And only this week has Syria finally signed a deal to accept foreign observers into the country. Today, the Arab League will send an advance team to Damascus to lay the groundwork for further monitors to visit the country over the next month. Although Arab League officials say the agreement doesn't yet mean that sanctions imposed on Syria last month are about to be lifted. Despite the mounting pressure on Syria and the continuing unrest, President Bashar al-Assad still has support in parts of the country, especially the capital. Tens of thousands of people have turned out on the streets of Damascus, waving Syrian flags and portraits of the president and denouncing the opposition forces. Rallies like this will no doubt continue as the Arab League delegation visits the Syrian capital later today. This is Anne Barker reporting for AM.